You haven't gotten on. Come on. Thank you. She should be on go-to meetings.
We have one.
Not yet, but we received an email. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it should be arriving sometime this week or hopefully early next week. So as you recall, I just discussed some of these eligible uses, and I have some good news that I'm going to save for last, but for now, these are the eligible uses. Go ahead and go to the next one. This is what we initially recommended to staff or to the council, and this is our staff recommendation. A lot of things have changed ever since we brought this forward to you, but we just wanted to bring this up so that we kind of get a refresher of what we were previously planning on, what we were thinking that we were going to spend these funds on. Next slide. We also received some community feedback because we definitely wanted to reach out to the community, and it looks like two of these items have already been funded, so that's really great. I know that discussion, we're not sure about people for people anymore, but it really just depends on how we want to proceed. So next slide. So I wanted to bring this slide. This is probably the most important slide. I just wanted to show the council what we have currently expensed and some of the allocations that we have already made on ARPA. So we already spent $12,000 to the Odo Holiday Committee, $30,000 for the Ham Radio Club. We have allocated $375,917 for security all of our facilities. 134,174 for the county chamber streaming, and 15,216 for surveillance cameras. That one is partial, a total of 567,077. What is left to spend with both tranches would be $1.7 million. So this is just an overview. I just wanted to bring this up so that we can kind of get a refresher and see where we're at currently with ARPA. We're going to wait until we receive the second tranche so we can come back to council and kind of have some updated staff recommendations on what we think the remainder of these funds should fund. But one of the really exciting things that I wanted to bring forward to the council is that we were actually able to take a standard deduction on lost revenue. So Treasury came out with their final rule that said that we can do up to $10 million as a standard deduction. And so we were able to take our full amount that we received as ARPA funds as standard deduction, which means that it's just going to in our general fund, and we could really spend it, you know, on more uses than just the eligible uses that we talked about and discussed at the beginning. So it's kind of a little bit more open for discussion, and we have a little bit more areas that we can fund. I know just in previous discussions we were kind of thinking, well, maybe the playground at Lions Park would want to expand it or do something that now we can't with all of these timelines being pushed back, right? So it just really depends, and that's going to be up for discussion at another once we have the second tranche.
I wanted to say really quick, these funds aren't tracked in our general fund. They're still tracked in Fund 119, which is an ARPA fund. All the revenue comes in there. All the money is going to be expensed out of there as their own standalone thing. But now we have a lot more freedom. Instead of having those four or five different categories of appropriate expenses, the field is open.
So first and foremost, I just wanted to say thank you to the council for allowing us to send three baseball teams to Little District All-Stars. As you recall, we had budgeted $12,500. What we spent was $9,815. We received a total sponsorship of $1,100 for a night cost of $8,715. The reason why we put net cost is because This amount includes all of the reimbursements for all of our coaches, but there was already one coach today that turned down reimbursement and said, no, I don't want to get reimbursed, I'm fine. So it just really depends on who submits their reimbursements for their mileage and meals. But right now, and to top that off, we're also giving players and parents the opportunity to purchase their uniforms. There's a lot of people that were interested in purchasing the uniforms, so they want to keep it. So that cost may go significantly down and is reduced. So I just wanted to keep that in mind. Can you go to the next one? So this is our 10U. So up in the corner is a 10U. We have a 12U here, and then at the bottom of the 11U. They have so much fun. I can't tell you enough how many parents, coaches came and talked to us and told us, wow, what an amazing experience, what a great opportunity. I know that the mayor was back here in Othello, and he was getting, you know, stopped by at the store, out in the community, just about so many people just really excited that we have brought back All-Stars to Othello. So our teams do significantly well. 10U got fourth place, our 11U and our 12U got second place. We were super close to getting first place, but we did learn a lot of things that we can do differently next year. All of our kids were actually playing up. So in our 10U, we had 8, 9, 10-year-olds. In our 11U, we had 9, 10, 11, 12, 11, 12. So if we would have just had just 10-year-olds in our 10U, just 11U, you know, 11 and 11U, we would have probably taken first place. So that's just some things that we wanted to keep in mind for next year. We also didn't have that many 12-year-olds sign up for our Little League season. But I think now that we brought back All-Stars, we're going to have a significant because I don't know how many times, and I stress this enough, that we got such huge compliments and recognition at district of how we had such amazing fans. We, our player books were amazing. We were very organized, especially for putting this all together last minute. And our fans, our coaches, our players, they were all just a class act. And he sent me this message, just basically telling me that they are really excited and they are very hopeful to host the district tournament here in Ontario next year. So that's what they're really looking forward to. There's going to be a president's meeting in October, and at that time we're going to be voting. But right now it's looking like all of these district tournament directors want to have it here in Ontario. So we're really excited about that because it is a whole week of play, lots of people coming, bringing in tourism to the community. That's going to be
a good deal. How close are we going to get an RV?
Right? So now we're really excited because now it is our girls' turn. So our girls, the softball all-stars, they actually get to events without play since there wasn't any other towns that were sending any softball teams to district. So they are advancing without play. So our 12-year will be competing this weekend, July 9th through July 15th. So they actually, it's a 7-day tournament, but it is a double elimination bracket, so it just really depends on how they perform and whether they're going to continue. The 12U will be playing in Des Moines, Washington. 10U will start July 23rd through July 31st. Same thing, double elimination bracket, but they're going to be in Fort Vancouver. So I am here to ask the council if we can allocate a budget of $12,000 for both teams. So $6,000 for one team, $6,000 for the other. This will include jerseys, caps, hotel meals and mileage for coaches, tournament fees, and little league patches that they have to have on the uniforms. We already received one sponsorship for the 12U All-Stars for players' uniforms. There was a parent that came to the parents' meeting and said, nope, I want to purchase all their uniforms, the caps, gold shirts for the league so that they can keep them at the end of the season. So we received a total sponsorship of $973 for that. So that was for specifically for the 12U team. So that would be a conclusion of my presentation, but right now I'm just asking the council to approve the estimated budget of $12,000.
So I have a question. So if you sell the uniforms to the kids, are you able to get the back there from the uniforms?
Yes. So we're going through ProChem Sports, and they're actually the ones that created our staff baseball uniforms as well for opening day, and they already have this in the system. They have everything the same.
So how much are the uniforms?
The uniforms, we're selling them for $25 because that includes the little league patches, but we purchased them for $23.
So, can we just let the kids keep those uniforms? Because we don't want to run the same uniforms year after year after year. It'd be nice to get the kids new uniforms every year. And at $25, how many kids are on a team?
So, in total, we have 43 kids with all three teams.
That's $1,000. Anyway, I would like to see the kids keep their uniforms.
How many people have purchased uniforms?
They haven't yet. We were actually just about to start invoicing them today.
I agree with Councilman Everett. Mm-hmm. I think the incentive to grow the program has to be something that's not taxing to the budget, but something that really draws and attracts. So I look at it as an investment in the youth sports, and I think it would be a good thing. So.
There was only one player that returned his jersey today, but I could return it back if that's what you did.
Something to hold on to. From a little leader, I mean, I can tell you, this pulls a little off in the day. Yeah, you know, they're
obviously not going to be able to wear the uniform next year. So they're going to have to be replaced anyway.
Well, the first year, maybe, if you remember it. You're trying to look back to the old stuff. See that old all-star uniform. You're up down there, and I have a miss.
All right, so
For the jerseys?
Yeah.
No, there's no vote.
Unless you're only going to pick kids that are the same size next year.
I mean, because of the end of the time, we could put black and white on them, and we just went one of the jerseys for the players. I think I'm gonna have a happy parents.
Well, the All-Stars, good job and good luck in the next.
So next year, we need names on?
Yes.
Especially for hosting the.
Yes, hopefully, like I said, it was, you know, very last minute. You have to really throw it together and make it happen, but we couldn't do it at that time. And especially because at that time, the conversation was that we were going to get them back to the city, but we wanted to make sure that if we end up being able to, then we can have last name, and it was just a basic 1-13. But yeah, definitely next year, we will make sure that there's last name and their choice of number two.
So if we don't get selected for the district, why couldn't we still host the tournament? Why couldn't we host the tournament for a age group? It would be one weekend and an age group for the next weekend, where it wouldn't necessarily need to be a district, it could be a one-up.
You know what I mean? It's a
tournament, and put in a round robin, these are full fields, you can have 16 teams. You do a round robin first day where everybody plays each other, you know, on the board of the fields, and then the next day, they get into competition, which locks out whatever, and then you come to a championship.
They need a tournament, so it'll be fun.
That's a half off. That's what I would like our park and rec department to be doing, is sponsoring. You know, coming to us and saying, can you sponsor this tournament and go out and get, you know, people signed up for it.
Yep.
So we had those conversations today. We were looking over who applied so far for the park and rec coordinator and assistant. And right now, the closing date for application is this Friday at 5 p.m. And so if there's anybody that any of you know that you think would make really good park and rec coordinator, encourage them to apply. Okay, you guys know people in the community too. So if there's someone that you particularly have been impressed with that you think they're either an up and comer or someone who just needs a change in their current whatever.
Are you interested in reaching out to people? I'd like to see Randy Gilman come back. Hey, would like to see him come back.
We had that conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's just that I don't think that player is available at the moment. Yeah.
Well, my ideal thing would be to make it independent, make it supported by itself, and I'm glad to follow the professional to do the job. Yes, and the school needs to deal with people at the box. Let's go steal somebody from the school.
Yeah, we're stealing everyone from CDHA in the school.
We're taking
out
from
CDHA.
Well, we gave up. Yeah, we got a different list from CDHA.
We got Brianna and Delisa and Selena from CDHA.
We gave up.
CDHA, all of them.
Well, we took.
And Jackie and Debbie from the school, and Trevor from the school. And Jackie, too.
But another thing that I should.
Another school district, not this one.
So, the last guy, before, or he went to.
He went over there. Yeah, that's true.
And I think what you said, Councilor Laws, is right on point about us creating another tournament, because just
Just this week alone, we've gotten calls from two different Little League districts asking us to go and participate in their tournament, but they're just hosting, you know. Unfortunately, our coaches are not available, so they said, sorry, we can't this weekend. But there's other Little League districts that are inviting us already just because they already heard what a great tournament, how we brought competition to districts, and so they wanted to come out.
And that's what we need to know about their tournament the year before, so you can't hold them.
Right, yep.
The idea is you've got a lot of good football players in the community, but we need these tournaments go and get these all work together. Now, we might give, we have two all work teams in the same picture. You know, so O'Fellow 1 and O'Fellow 2, and post the tournament.
Well, the same thing goes for all of the sports. Look like the Vietnam or baseball or soccer.
Soccer would be a huge way bigger.
Alright. Thank you.
Thank you.
Football. So, 7 years ago, First Avenue used to be 35 miles.
The chief addressed it
or
gave him
a on Broadway. And you're at the south or north, or does it matter? The same.
Thank you.
So that was all.
He purposely did it.
And Phil would want to do, make that light longer on Broadway because the trucks were trying to get through the light when it was turning yellow. They were just hauling.
If there's three trucks in a row, the third truck's not going to make it. If they're stopped there, if their truck has to stop.
We need to pull it out. Yeah. I do agree with Mark. Everybody go at certain times of the day, you have to be opportunistic. Other times, it's a greater flow of traffic up and down Broadway than it is up and down Cunningham. Where Cunningham, where, you know, basically Broadway should be going, and Cunningham should be going until it sees someone.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where Cunningham is the heavy traffic.
Well, yeah, and you're stopping just start on Main Street, and on Broadway, you're stopping the trucks fully loaded.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes some, you know, it takes a while for a truck to get going, and then it's not like a car.
That's a more of a stop, too.
Yeah. And the yellow light can be a little bit longer. No, that would be a good one. Most of that running in. But if you is, you're 50 feet and the elevator is running that
fast. Yeah, I never trust that green light. Let me go.
I mean, people are most likely flashing lights in front of the light to let you know that the light's going to change.
Yeah.
So, isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
No, that would help. But if it's a truck driver, well, that's why I know it. That flashing will alert you, you know.
That's right. Yeah, if they're flashing when you hit them, then you're not going to make it. But if it's fine, then
you're going to be flashing and then turn to the
oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that should be, you know, or
him to them.
They got really popular. Next time, we're picking up cardboard. So all the next time, we're going to connect to that. And they just go from there. But if somebody can get a hold of Consolidated, I think that's what they got. Hello. I will tell you, the Dropbox has worked out a lot better than I thought it would. I thought they were going to continue to take Dropbox.
Well, they at least intend to take a capacity, whereas the capacity was exceeded down here, and we didn't have a fence all the way around it, so the wind would blow the cardboard all over the place, and the garbage that people would have done. But now it's contained within the facility, so there was a gap on the garbage.
There's still something in there, but not, you know, a lot of, you know, they're not going to call back.
So again, if they have a bigger step, I don't know how, I'm going to try moving them, but if they're movable, I mean, they can move them from here to here to here. Well, everybody here can move them, but you talk about elderly and, you know, weaker, they would have to, I can move it, but, you know, it's an effort, and the problem is the way you pick those up, I mean, it's kind of why they're in that small format, is so that you can come and move them. I mean, how does it work when you guys dump them? So what do? They blow those up and then bring in an empty one, or what do they do? Yeah.
So they're picked up, round, he runs out, dumps it, and then brings it back.
Okay, so do they have to move those stairs out of the way when they
do that? I don't think so.
Well, I'm just wondering if they build a platform. So let's just say they build a platform that was, they need to walk the whole distance. Probably a little bit higher, have to have a rail like that little thing that they got there now. I don't know, I guess we'll just have to talk to Paul Mark tomorrow. Let's see if we can come up with
this.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that just last week, maybe. So he's aware.
It's on his radar.
It's on his radar, so he won't be surprised. He'll probably say, oh, yeah.
Stairs on the boxes more than that on, you just, you know, the whole length ramp you could hold up and down. And then all you gotta do is pick up the box and take out the double foray into that. Then we would own the box and then the M2. The other box would be our box.
So make sure you pick that step up that you. You're really good at what they go through up on the road.
You're right, yeah. But it would, you know, pull left and then stairs would pull down.
Sounds like going to pull over engineering.
Yeah,
I mean,
so keep that.
Like the
M, like
the
wooden
box,
that
would be kind of a frame. I'm assuming that the short end opens up and they come in and grab it and pull it out and put that one.
So I think people right into the lot, and because he doesn't need much space.
Yeah.
So he's pulling in there and lifting up and getting off up there inside, and then driving out.
You mean by the way?
Yeah. And a spray rig. A spray rig.
Okay, is there any other questions?
It's just the computer. It's so I didn't have the voice saying anything.